This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Tough game for the Bills yesterday, Monday Night Football, primetime audience. It was a doubleheader on Monday Night Football, and that was the Bills losing to the Falcons 24-14 last night. And of course, not Monday morning quarterback, but Tuesday morning quarterback trying to figure out where did it go wrong? What do we do? What do we learn from this?
We got to take advantage of our opportunities. The ones I alluded to earlier. Some things that absolutely completely went our way, and it sucks when you feel like two-thirds of your teams, the offense and the defense, are doing their job, and you're the team not to pull your weight. It sucks. So, again, got to get in the film room and learn from our mistakes and move on.
There was some discussion as why Cook was taken out on third down. Some people are like, well, why?
He's our best offensive weapon, not named Josh Allen, and he's not on the field. What's going on, Joe?
Exactly. Tell me what's going on. Coach addressed it yesterday.
James Cook isn't the primary third down back, but in certain situations, when he's in rhythm, on third down,
keep him in.
Why take him out when he's much more of a threat for you in that situation?
Yeah, it's a good point. We'll look at that as well over the bye here.
I'm sure they will discuss it.
Look at it. Just put him in. Let him play.
Let me tell you something. Last time the offense looked this bad, the OC got fired. So,
okay.
Yeah. Right. I'm just making a statement.
I'm saying that's happening, but it was interesting that Coach didn't address that because, well, wouldn't you know?
Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator, is rumored to be up for a couple jobs. You can have him. He gets too fancy for me. I'm done with him.
Okay.
But
Josh Allen talking about the bye week coming at a good time.
It's going to eat at me the next 2 weeks. A lot of stuff to clean up. We'll put our focus to our next opponent and go from there.
Yeah, so there it is.
The only person happy is the Sabres because they're just terrible.
Over to the ice, the Sabres beat by the Avalanche yesterday with that 12:30 game. That was a 3-1 score. They will play the Senators tomorrow night. Senators going to be in town. They got a homestand going
on. Coach is calling you out after one game for not effort. I mean, that's pretty bad.
It was not awesome.
Two goals. Hey, they're getting offensive.
It was not awesome.
And not in a good way.
There is that. For the late game last night, it was the Bears topping the Commanders on a last-second field goal. So there is that. Looking at what happened with the Sunday night game, Brian Branch of the Lions has been suspended for one game by the NFL for that role in the post-game brawl. It's one thing not to shake Mahomes' hand. I get that. Walk by. But the punch to the head. So there was the brawl after the game on Sunday Night Football. That was just not good all around. Interesting film concept in the works. Mattel developing a Magic 8-Ball live-action series. You know the Magic 8-Ball, right?
Sure.
Are we that desperate now?
Yep.
For new TV?
Well, take something simple, like a Magic 8-Ball, and put it in the hands of M. Night Shyamalan.
I had a coworker used to make decisions by using it.
Brilliant. Well, she did.
I did.
Two of the three kids because of the Magic 8-Ball, just saying.
It seemed reasonable at the time, you guys. It just
So Mattel is getting behind it. Remember, Mattel did some pretty awesome things with the Barbie movie. So
good point.
I feel like they're going through the whole wall of toys going, I don't know, live action, animated, which let's do something with this one. So they ran across the Magic 8 Ball and they're turning it into something pretty awesome. Live on stage in San Francisco, it was Dua Lipa joined by Green Day's Billy Joe Armstrong doing a cover of Wake Me Up When September Ends. That was on Sunday night. Dua Lipa continued her Radical Optimism tour with a stop in San Francisco's Chase Center. I love that city to city, she kind of finds who's the local music hero, puts them on stage, does one of their songs, and that was pretty cool. Another cool concert moment, this was Billie Eilish, who reportedly sent gifts to a fan who defended her. And this happened in Miami, a recent concert
the girl,
in Miami.
Did you see it?
Yeah, a fan aggressively grabbed Billie Eilish, yanked her into a barricade during a crowd interaction. You saw the video. I'm sure it was all ticky-tacky,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I did. So she came off the stage and she walks through like where the front row is between the barricades that lean towards the fans. So they're kind of like bent that way. If you've ever been up close, you've seen those before. So as Billie's walking by, a guy grabs her so hard that it forcibly pushes her against the barricade. And there was a woman with, and she's known online as the woman in the red bandana, because that woman did not let that guy get away without security getting him. So she followed him, left her spot, and followed him.
She has been given sweet gifts from Billie Eilish. As a thank you, Billie sent her gifts, a sweatshirt, a package of other merch items to the fan who stepped in to protect her. So a nice little thank you and a protector for Billie Eilish. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:59.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.